Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Welcome to Murondoy.
Murondoy celebrates its 10th anniversary, making it the longest running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. We thank God, our sponsors, board, staff, volunteers, writers, actors, production team, facilitators, and web hosts for making this milestone possible. Special thanks to our many listeners in over 40 countries. Murondoy proudly upholds the radio drama tradition in Guyana and provides employment for many of our youths in the performing arts. You can support Murondoy, a behavior change communication NGO. Give us a call in 231-2588 or 231-4417 and look out for Cheap and Sweet, a television sitcom produced by Murondoy, celebrating 10 years of service to Guyana.
Choices, changes, life's reality.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Tis the season, tis the reason, Hot Republic, we make Christmas happen. Add a splash of great rates, online applications, a dash of full financing. Wait, but something missing, sprinkle in a cash prize, scoring some quick approvals, all the ingredients to make Christmas happen.
This Christmas, take advantage of 95% financing for new borrowers, 100% financing for repeat borrowers, competitive rates, and more. It's true, all the right ingredients too.
Make Christmas happen.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murondoy, Lucille was waiting for June at a cafe when Sister Patsy turned up and told her that Bella would be coming for Christmas. She left when June arrived and took breakfast for Cecil, knowing he would be alone, then offered him her place to stay, as he and Lucille were not on the best of terms. Later, June went home with Lucille and witnessed another argument, with Cecil deciding to leave and stay at Sister Patsy's house. As we return, Ignatius is on the phone to Mr. Wong.
I would like to see them kick me off that village council. Let them try it.
But you pull a gun and shell it for true.
Wong, you know me. How can you believe the words of a sex worker over me?
Coretta say you do it too.
Coretta is a Judas, you hear what I'm telling you? A dangerous woman out to just grab and full of pockets I will deal with her.
Ah, Nicknishos. Something not right with what you're telling me. Me no understand why anybody would make up stories just so about you.
You know, they have been gunning to get me off that village council from the get-go. And you know why?
Why?
Because I am there to see that justice prevails. I am there to ensure accountability.
I understand what you're saying, but...
James and the rest of them feel that they can bully people into going with their agenda. But I refuse to have anybody pull wool over my eyes.
What, Ignatius?
They have concocted fairy tales about new flags and emblems. Lies and false premises about plans they have for this region. When their true intentions are to keep the people from questioning them about the real issues.
Look, I don't know that is the intention, Ignatius.
Oh, come on, Wong. I thought we were on the same page here.
I is a serious man when it comes to certain things. I run for councillor because I believe I could make a difference in me community.
And what has changed?
I feel a low sight of me true intentions by focusing upon the wrong things.
Like what?
I'm starting to think that opposing this plan to develop your own identity now really making sense.
Oh, come on. Not you two.
Listen to me reasoning, man. Right now, me kind of flying for me restaurant.
I don't follow.
Check out how much places getting robbed. These boys getting more desperate.
So you think they're going to hit your restaurant?
Half Chinese restaurant get robbed already in this place. Some people got killed too.
Look, if it is security you're concerned about, I could handle that. I could organize for you to get a gun license so you can arm yourself.
No. Me no want no dealing with gun. Me want to know that me no have to worry about these bandits at all.
And how you suppose you're going to do that, Wong? Even there from as long as mankind exists? I mean, come on!
But Ignatius, you realize that not for these young men thieving because them ain't got work?
Them ain't got work because they don't want to work. They rather lime all day and rob people.
Yes, that is true for some of them. But what about them ones that just feel that they don't have no other way out?
That work always there. What are you really telling me, Wong? There is no excuse for these criminals, you hear what I'm saying? None.
But Ignatius, when me sit down and really think about this, we feel that this plan can help the situation.
Oh, not you too, Wong.
If we work towards raising the standards of living and create more training opportunities for these young men and more jobs that they could make good money from, enough thieving will stop.
And some of them will never stop. Look, Wong, you can't base your reasoning on what ifs and maybes. You got to look at the situation as it really is. This plan ain't going to do one thing for those hooligans who determined to make life by thieving.
Well, me got to disagree with you, Ignatius.
No, man.
Me got to do what is best for myself and me family and what is best for the community. Me got to support the plan.
You're making a mistake.
And Ignatius, me can't be associated with no party who going along pulling gun on people without proper cause.
That is a lie!
Suppose you to shoot the girl and end up in jail.
The gun didn't even have bullets in it.
Oh, so you pulled the gun for true?
Look,
You don't tie yourself up, Ignatius. I support the plan for developing religion from now on. You on your own. Well, you and Pio.
Hello? Hello? Ah... Nonsense!
Hey, Dad.
You took long enough to get here.
Traffic. And Divine and I just moved into our house, so it's been kind of hectic trying to settle in.
Yes, whatever. Look, we have a problem.
You okay?
What kind of question is that?
Looks like you're sweating more than usual.
Them idiots are trying to kick me off the village council. Can you believe that?
Okay.
But I will show them. I will show them.
Dad, you need to chill.
Over my dead body, they will kick me off that council. You hear me? I am a man of influence within this community. I have to represent the people they don't care about.
But Dad, maybe you need to check yourself. I mean, they wouldn't kick you off the council for no good reason.
Whose side are you on? Even my son is opposing me now.
I'm just saying that maybe you should take a step back and think about what you're really doing.
And maybe you should take a step back and mind your own business. Worry about the woman you got running your life.
Here we go again.
She pregnant yet?
No, Dad.
You're wasting time. When me and your mother got married, she was pregnant. pregnant after the first month.
Okay.
You're Thomas and we are very fertile people.
That
you better check Divine. Maybe she's using contraceptive unknowing to you.
Not that it's any of your business, but yes, we are using birth control.
What?
We just got married and we are young. We don't want children right away.
Nonsense.
Look, can we discuss what we came here for?
Fine, fine, but I need a drink. So we have lost 3 tenants in the last 3 months and 2 persons have decided to sell.
Yes, Dad.
And we haven't been able to find new tenants, so we have apartment just sitting vacant.
Everyone who inquired said the rent too high.
No, everyone who inquired is poor and useless.
Dad.
Where else could we find 2-bedroom fully air-conditioned apartments with parking for the price we are offering?
Dad, some people don't even make the money we are calling for those apartments.
And it is my fault that they set themselves up to continue in a life of poverty?
Well, I guess the apartments will just sit there empty.
Why did these people move in the first place?
I know one couple moved up to let them. That's where the husband got work.
And what about the others?
The man got a visa and decided to go up for a few months.
So he's not going to need a place when he gets back?
He said he couldn't afford to keep the apartment while he was away and that he might be moving back to Region 10 with his family.
And the other family?
Their permanent papers came through, so they gone to the States.
So basically all these people left the region or the country?
Yep. And the 2 that decided to sell, one got land on the highway, so they're going to do farming and live up there. And the other got married and moving in with the husband's family.
You see, I don't understand these people. Just because you marry some fool, you gotta sell your house?
To each his own, Dad.
No, that is why enough of them remain paupers, and now I am losing money.
It's not that bad.
How you mean it's not that bad? We lost 3 tenants and 2 people selling their house. This is a crisis.
Well, people have to do what's best for them. You got to go where you think there's betterment.
Region 10 is betterment?
Dad, as far as I know, Region 10 is on its way. They already came up with a regional development plan that promises to bring jobs, security, and stability to the region.
Oh, don't tell me you have bought into this nonsense.
What do you mean?
That is why I'm at odds with the village council and the regional democratic council as a whole. They too have decided to take on this foolishness.
Dad, how is it foolishness? This plan promises to build every region so that it could stand on its own. Central government will support the process. How is that foolishness?
Because they are putting the horse before the cart.
You're not making sense.
Look, let's get back to talking about how we will get tenants back into these apartments and how we will deal with the people who want to sell. This cannot become a trend.
Dad, think about this thing.
What?
If we develop this region, won't it mean more business for us?
Our business is doing fine at the moment.
Wow. You shocked me.
What are you talking about?
You're a man who's always about the money.
It's what I worship.
So how you can't see the opportunities?
I don't believe in it.
Because of your affiliations?
What are you talking about, boy?
It's the only thing that makes sense.
I'll have you know that if it wasn't for my affiliations, we wouldn't be where we are today.
No wonder they're trying to kick you out of the village council. You never really intended to represent the people and do what's best for them.
That is far from the truth.
How so? Because from where I'm sitting, it looks as though you're only looking out for yourself.
And what if I am? This is the attitude people need to develop. You look out for yourself. That is how you prosper!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. If you operate a registered small business and engage in activities that are not harmful to the environment, you should register with the SBB and apply. The SBB will then evaluate whether you meet the criteria of partnering banks. Once you do, the SBB will issue a referral letter. The bank will then assess your application and approve your loan if you are successful. Under this fair and transparent process, every small business is given equal consideration. But you have to take the first step. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.